Ted Allen knows food, and he knows about preparing it under tight time constraints.
All right, chef, you are running out of time. 10, 9, 8.
Allen is the host of the Food Network's Chopped, in which chefs get a random basket of ingredients and have to turn it into something delicious in 20 minutes.
Time's up! Please stand back.
Allen will be in the Valley this weekend at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. He'll be hosting a live cooking competition between two Phoenix area chefs tomorrow and Sunday. But before that, he joins me. And Ted, Chopped features chefs from all over the country. I'm wondering if you notice differences in how chefs from different places cook or use ingredients.
Not except to the extent that people from places that have a very strong culinary identity, like New Orleans, tend to talk about that and represent that when they're with us, or say a place like New England, we'll get, you know, you'll see a lot more crab. You'll see talk of crab boils. You'll see talk of regional approaches to things. But no, I couldn't generalize. I will say though that reporters ask me all the time, what are the hot trends in food? And I usually kind of smart alecky say, I don't care because I'm not that interested in trends. And I'm not one of those people who's, I'm not like a Yelper who has to be the first guy in the door when a new place opens. But there is a trend that I do care about because I think it's not a trend. I think it's a systemic change in America's eating habits. And that is, there is better and better food available everywhere now, everywhere, including in Phoenix, which has been a good restaurant town for some time, but it's just better than ever. I think that Americans' palates have changed irrevocably, and I think that more Americans are going to go through that, and we're all going to demand fresh herbs, and we're all going to demand good produce and exciting new ingredients. That's a great time to be a glutton.
What do you think has led to that?
Funny you should ask. I just went on Sunday to the premiere of America's First Foodie, which is a documentary on James Beard, one of the most important figures in America's culinary life. Since the days of James Beard in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s, we've seen a number of factors lead toward a surge in the interest in food in the United States. Television has certainly played a part. Food Network deserves some credit. Food magazines, stars like Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse. People have been asking me for years, when is the celebrity chef fad going to go away? And I can tell you fairly confidently at this point, it's not. Now, partly because of all this media, we have children who are spellbound by cooking and shows such as Chopped Junior, but many other shows that feature children doing things with food that you couldn't imagine 10 years ago.
Well, so, you know, a lot of people sort of roll their eyes at the idea of celebrity chefs, but it sounds like, at least in some ways, you think it's really helped sort of the general culinary scene.
Without question. It's not the celebrity aspect of it that's important, but, you know, it's people like to have heroes and idols and people to follow along with. And Mario Batali is a charming guy. What's not to like? Aside from being an incredible talent.
So I need to ask you about Chopped, because watching the show, there are times when, as a viewer, you kind of get the sense that a particular chef might be in trouble in a particular round. Like, it seems like things aren't going well. And I know that it's edited some ways to, you know, add a little bit of a drama to it. Are there ever times when you're taping that show that you're looking at what a chef is doing and thinking, oh, man, this is not going to end well?
Oh, lots of them. Yes. Lots and lots and lots of them. People ask me all the time, they get more than 20 minutes, really, don't they? No, not at all. Combining four ingredients that don't really go together very well in that time frame under this kind of pressure is extraordinarily hard. Yeah, we see disaster looming practically every round.
Yeah, I mean, when the show picks the ingredients to put in the basket, is part of that a matter of, let's find four things that most chefs just could not conceive of cooking in the same pot or on the same skillet? I mean, is there a thought of, I think this could go well, but it seems like most people wouldn't? Or are you trying to sort of look for different kinds of tastes in a particular dish?
We have a committee that argues over what's going in each basket. And while the ingredients might appear random, there has to be an idea. Let's say, for example, we give you a flatbread like lavash and soft tofu and tomatillos. Maybe we're looking for a play on grilled cheese and tomato soup. It's rare that a chef will settle on the riddle that the basket gods intended. Although they do at times, but there's a lot of intention and a lot of literally argument about what goes into a basket. But there's an intention in each basket.
Have you found that you have learned recipes or taken ideas from some of the chefs who've competed on Chopped and tried cooking them in your own kitchen?
Absolutely. I've learned an enormous amount from 8.5 years of watching hundreds and hundreds of chefs cook things and listen to my colleagues critique those decisions, those choices. Inspiration is a key ingredient when you're a home cook, and if you're the primary cook and you're the one who always comes up with the ideas, and you know, you ask your partner, hey, what do you want for dinner? And he says, I don't know. You would think that the most experienced cooks with the best culinary education would have the best chances on Chopped, and sometimes that's true. Other times an amateur comes in and it becomes clear that chefs have been taught the rules of cooking, and you give them a leg of lamb and they think, well, what one does to a leg of lamb is you salt and pepper it and sear the outside and throw it in the oven. That's not going to help you in a 30-minute round. If that lamb weighs 7 pounds and has a bone in it, you're lost. You often have to commit heresy and slice off a little medallion and go to town with that. Amateurs often come in with a more open mind. They aren't encumbered by rules, and they're not encumbered by the need to avoid making a fool of themselves, because this is their line of work, and their colleagues will laugh at them, and their customers will stop coming to their restaurants. You know, if you drop a steak on the floor and then pick it up and serve it on Chopped, that's a bad career move for a chef.
Well, I would imagine for a lot of the chefs on your show, necessity is kind of the mother of invention.
Absolutely. And that is probably one of the key ingredients for the success of Chopped, I would say, is the relatability. We have all stood in front of our refrigerator, having not gone to the market and had a room full of screaming children or just been hungry ourselves and needed to come up with something. And you go to the pantry and there's the pasta and there's a can of tuna and there's one scallion left and some kind of sad looking lettuce, and you go to town, you make something.
Ted Allen, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Mark, thanks for your time as well. I'll talk to you. I hope to talk to you again soon.
Ted Allen is the host of Chopped on the Food Network. He'll be in town tomorrow and Sunday to host a live cooking competition between two Phoenix area chefs as part of the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the Arizona State Fairgrounds.